This week, Parsha Shmini tells us the story how Nadav and Avihu, the two sons of Aaron HaKohen, tragically, they passed away when they tried to bring a keteres, they tried to bring an offering to the Mishkan, which had been newly inaugurated that day, actually Chodesh Nisan, which is going to be this coming week. In the process, they passed away. They were taken by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Their neshamas were burnt out with an ash that came down from Shemayim, with a fire that came down from Shemayim. And there's a pasuk there where Moshe Rabbeinu then explains to Aaron HaKohen what happened, and he says, "Bekroivai Akadosh Val Pnei Kol Ha'am Akave." That Hashem said that Bekroivai Akadosh, with those who are nearest to me, I will be made holy, and through them I will become respected by all of Klal Yisrael. And the way Rashi explains it is that since Nadav and Avihu were such great tzaddikim, and yet you see what a high standard HaKadosh Baruch Hu held them to, how much he expected of them, and they were not forgiven for their infraction, so that creates Kiddush Hashem, and it gives the people of understanding how important it is and how serious it is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much kvedus, how much you need to be medactic, try your best to get it right and to do it right, and that creates Kiddush Hashem, Shemayim. So he was consoling Aaron HaKohen by telling him, understand that your children are on such a high level that they were chosen to be the ones to demonstrate and to represent this fact, that those who are closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are held in the highest standard. But I heard another somewhat interesting twist on this pasuk, and it goes along with the story. Now, the story, I would put it more like a folk tale, because it's hard to believe it happened exactly the way it's told. And I don't know if it happened with the people that it was told about, but the story probably did happen with two eminent people. The way the story goes, it was about the Taz and the Bach. The Taz is Turei Zav. He's one of the Paiskim that are printed around Shulchan Aruch, one of our main Paiskim. And he was a son-in-law of the Bach, who was Bayis Chadash, that's an acronym for a Sefer. The Bach was a real Sirkish, and he was the Taz's father-in-law, and he also is one of our eminent Paiskim. He has a Pirush around the Torah, the kind of the precursor to Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz was his son-in-law. So the story goes that the Taz had already become very, very well known at a young age, and he had widespread, worldwide acclaim. People came to him for Torah, for questions, and for Shilas, and for Halacha, and for Bracha, as appropriate for a tzaddik of that caliber. But he was a son-in-law, and he was still a son-in-law of the Bach, and he would, you know, back and forth, they would live in the same house for a while, and the Bach would rebuke him every so often, you know, encourage him to go and learn, and to put in full effort, and to achieve more, and to grow in Limud HaTorah. And at one point, again, the way the story goes, the Taz confronted his father-in-law, the Bach, and he says, you know, the whole world is showing me acclaim and respect and covet for my achievements in Limud HaTorah. Why is it that you don't seem to find those noteworthy enough when you're still rebuking me and encouraging me to learn more? So the Bach answered with a twist on this pasuk. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen, "Bekroivai Ekadosh." That's the order that these things have to work in. Bekroivai, with those who are closest to me, I have to be holy in their eyes. And then it means something if it's apnei kala amakavet, if everybody else shows respect. But if it's just everybody else showing respect, but those who are nearest and dearest to you don't see you in the same light, they don't show you that respect, then it's just not, it doesn't mean as much, it doesn't prove as much. That's the vart that they say from the Bach, but somewhat of a Hasidic Shavart, though he preceded Hasidim by quite a number of years. I was thinking, if assuming that the story happened as it said, there's actually a deeper point to this, and it actually does help understand the pasuk, because Chazal say that one of the things that Nadav and Avihu were held accountable for was the fact they did not get married. There's a number of things that they were held accountable for besides what they actually did, and one of them was they did not get married. Why did they not get married? Presumably, they felt that they had achieved a greater level of perfection, enough that it wasn't required for them to get married to achieve greater perfection. They had achieved the greatest levels on their own, which they undoubtedly did. And to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's just not the way it works. Bekroivai HaKadosh, a person can only achieve the greatest levels of Kedusha and true perfection with getting married someone who's near and dear and very close to you. That's the only way a person can truly achieve perfection. And it's a reality that we are all so familiar with. You've heard it, and I've heard it again and again from people that their hardest nisyonis, it's the hardest for them to be nice to their siblings. It's the hardest for them to act, you know, with patience in their own home. They can be outside, they can be in school, they can be among friends, and they're the sweetest, and they're the nicest, and the brightest. And yet when they come home, they just don't get along with their siblings, and they're nasty, and they're withdrawn, and they're all kinds of things. And it's a testament to the fact that the greatest level of growth, the greatest kedusha, is only achieved by those who we are closest with, and that's why the Yetzer Hara makes it so difficult, and that's why it is such a great struggle, because when the people we are closest with have the greatest expectations of us, and it is the greatest responsibility for us to be kind to them, and to see to their needs, and to be sensitive to them, and to show the tremendous amount of love and respect to those closest to us, and therefore it is the greatest challenge as well. So it isn't as big of an achievement that it's al pnei kol ha'am kaved. If a person truly wants to achieve greatness, it has to be b'krei v'akadosh. It has to be within a person's own home, with the people nearest to them. And perhaps that's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, and what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron HaKohen, that Nadav and Avihu had achieved such a level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were like his household. And you hold the people in your household on a different level, on a different standard. Those who are closest to you, those are your brothers and your sisters, you expect different. You expect more from them. And that's why they were held on such a high level, that's why they were held responsible for this infraction. So it all trickles down to what the Bach had said, which is that if we truly want to achieve perfection, it needs to be within our own home, with those who are closest and dearest to us. Have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.